Your SteveJonesShow.com audio is coming up next. Audio and podcast of The Steve Jones Show, a service of Sunbury Motors, North 4th Street, Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf.
Sports talk where your voice counts. This is The Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now, from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
And good Thursday, everyone. Welcome to the Steve Jones Show, SJS, Kevin Herr in tow as we roll through a Thursday. Today's show being brought to you by Rick Weibel at REW Insurance and Financial Services, LLC. Give Rick a call at 800-609-9484. You can go online to rewfinancial.com. In fact, they've got a big event coming up at the end of the month. Felt bad I wasn't able to attend it because I'll be flying to Iowa that night. I think it's going to be on January 30th. So, Rick and Lee, I want to wish you nothing but the best with that. We're back here in the Sunbury Motors Studio, 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors Key, Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Hilscher's General Store Hotline open at 1-800-795-9565. Powered by our good friends at Hilscher's General Store. Go to www.hilscherstore.com. That's www.hilscherstore.com. They'll give you the full readout of that website on everything. And I mean everything that they have there. 7 miles south of Sealands Grove. More on the internal investigation by the NCAA into itself. We'll talk about that. Also about the nature that we have now in sports where everything is, it just feels like a TMZ moment. Why are we talking about a Super Bowl 10 years ago? Who cares? You want to know why the Raiders lost to the Buccaneers that day? Because they played lousy and Tampa Bay played great. Hey, for Tim Brown to even insinuate that Bill Callahan threw it through the Super Bowl and they put a game plan in, and that's why Barrett Robinson, oh, it's 10 years. Get over it. You didn't win. Okay? The reason, in fact, if I recall correctly, your defense got crushed by the Tampa Bay offense, got crushed by Mike Alstott and Brad Johnson and Joe Jerovicius. Crushed. You're done. Out of here. Finished. The fact that ESPN even brought it up and talked about it, and in fact, I'm embarrassed I'm talking about it. I mean, it's the kind of absurdity that we're now getting in sports coverage where they're just trying to create and generate something out of a story. There's enough going on. At some point, someday, I hope we get back to talking about the games. The games, to me, are fun. We'll talk about all that and more as we roll on. But first, above the noise, here's Dan Patrick. Today's show is right up Kevin's alley.
Okay. And the way, why is that?
Well, just very quickly. Tomorrow we're going to have Dan Bonner on, the ACC and Big Ten basketball analyst who will also be doing the NCAA tournament on CBS this year. We'll have Dan Bonner on the show tomorrow. We're also going to have with us tomorrow Tony DeFazio from the Pittsburgh Sports Report. Okay, so that will be tomorrow's show. Today we're going to go open line today. Brought to you by our good friends, by the way, at Hilscher's General Store. Go to www.hilscherstore.com at 1-800-795-9565. That's 800-795-9565. Because I'd like to get people's thoughts on this topic. Because I know that I am in the vast minority in what I'm about to talk about. And that is, do you like the soap opera of sports, or is it the games that intrigue you? The storylines. CBS, for example, is developing its storylines for the Super Bowl. The Harbaughs will be a storyline for the Super Bowl. I saw the Harbaugh parents last night. As a matter of fact, they were at the Penn State-Indiana basketball game. Because Joni Harbaugh Crean is Tom Crean's wife. And, you know, so do the storylines, Colin Kaepernick, Ray Lewis, those are some of the storylines that they'll talk about. The Lakers have a soap opera feel to them right now. team meeting. Kobe and Dwight Howard going at it in team meeting. Gets out. Lance Armstrong. Manti Te'o. I mean, we've talked about Manti Te'o a lot on the show. It's one of the more intriguing stories out there, which now, as far as I'm concerned, has taken a dramatically sad turn. I do have the audio of some of the phone calls, but now you know that it's a man throwing his voice. It is, I refuse to play them. TMZ was able to get a hold of some of the recordings. So is it the storyline, the soap opera of sports that intrigued you, as opposed to the games themselves, or do they make the games more enjoyable to you? See, it's a show, it's right up your alley.
You know, that's a good question, because in my case, it's kind of a little of both. I mean, I don't know if it makes the sporting events that much more interesting, but it's a different side of it. I guess that's the best way to put it. I have to think about a way to describe it. It's one of those things that, yes, I'm interested in it, but I don't really know why.
Okay.
Well, it's like the and I hate to use this adage, but I know everybody knows it. It's the car crash adage. You know, you drive by and you can't fight but look at it. You know, you try right. not to, but you do anyway. And I think it's the same thing with these type of stories. You don't want to look at it, but it's just too intriguing not to.
Right. I think people know how I feel about games and individuals and things like that. I won't root for an individual unless I personally know them. Okay? Just won't. I've never found that to be... You know, when I watch the Olympics, I'll root for the American. Don't care which American, as long as the American wins. Home country. I mean, that's how I feel about it. I appreciate the greatness of an Usain Bolt watching him run? Yes. Do I wish an American beat him? Yeah.
Yeah. I'll agree with that.
I'm just saying, that's how I looked at it. I was kind of hoping that, you know, they'd pull an upset and they beat the guy. But the guy's great and he won, and all credit to him.
I think these stories kind of put athletes, and I'm using that as a very general term in this case, in a different light, more like us. How's that for an analysis? I mean, more like me. With these kind of stories and not...
No. I'm not so sure about that, Kevin. That part I'm not so sure about.
Well, okay? Let me give you an example. I know that I'm not going to be able to go out there and play football in the NFL.
And
this person definitely has... This football player, fictitious football player, definitely has more ability than I do. So a story like this makes him look more, I don't know, human, normal. I'm not quite sure what the word would be there. But that's my point.
But isn't he human and normal if he has a wife, children?
But I don't hear that story. I don't see that story. I see the athlete on the field as an average fan. I don't see the personal aspect of it. That's why you always chuckle when I talk about coaches that I think have to go and why they need to go. And you're like, well, you know, they've got a wife and family. But I don't see that. I just see the job. I just see the coach. I don't necessarily see the lifestyle picture.
No, I understand that. There's this, the coaching merry-go-round, I always inject that as the sad part of it. I mean, it's a nomadic life. I mean, I know that. And they know that when they take the job, there's that distinct possibility.
Exactly. That's all part of the game. Yeah.
But I don't look at it as a game.
See, See, I look at it as it's all part of the gig, that if you're going to be a college coach, I'm sorry, that's part of the deal. If things don't get done right,
I agree with that.
You know,
I agree with that. You're absolutely right about that.
It's like, here's your six-year contract. That doesn't mean you'll be here 6 years.
But the part that to me is not a game is that, it's like coaching roulette, and ooh, it's all fun. It's great. Oh, it's exciting. Exciting to who? Not exciting to the families involved, including the assistant coaches and people like that.
And that's a way that no one really, I shouldn't say no one, but not many look at it that way. Most of us look at it from a fan standpoint where, okay, who's going to be the next Eagles coach? You know, I like this guy, but this guy might work a little bit better. I wonder how he would work in there. That's where I think a lot of people see it. And
that's in the aftermath.
Picture.
Now, that's in the aftermath. That's different. Okay, that's in the aftermath. I don't like the Andy Reid's going to go, who's going to be the Eagles' next coach, and there's 3 weeks left in the regular season. He's still the coach. He's still there.
I see your point there.
Who should they go after? The guy already has a job. Right? Somebody's already coaching the team. Once he's let go, like, okay, well, now let's see what their options are. You know, I mean, that part I completely understand. But you look at the Dallas Cowboys are a mess. That story. You want to know why the Dallas Cowboys are a mess?
Ownership.
In part. I mean, he's a great owner in terms of, look at the stadium he's built, how he pays his players, and so forth.
He's a spend-money-to-make-money guy.
Right. But should he be the general manager? Because their biggest problem is personnel.
I don't know. I don't think any owner should be the general manager.
It depends. Okay, it depends, right?
I mean, I get the fact that it's your money. I understand that, but it puts you in a really unusual position, an uncomfortable position.
Yeah, but if they're doing it, they're not that uncomfortable.
Well, all right.
I mean, that's just why I said about Bill O'Brien calling plays. If he looks around and thinks he's the best play caller in the staff, I'd rather have him call the plays.
But if you have an offensive coordinator that's there to call plays, then why do you have an offensive coordinator?
Depends on how your organization is set.
Now, that's a good point, too, yes.
Okay. It depends on how your organization is set.
But if I'm an offensive coordinator and I was there to run the offense and the head coach says, hey, I think I'm going to call plays now. I'm like, why? What's wrong with the plays that I'm calling?
Yeah, but when he was hired, he said he was going to call plays.
But that's a different situation, yes. I mean, that was out there earlier.
Right. No, he was done right away. It was established earlier. When Jason Garrett was hired, he just went from being the play caller to being the head coach calling the plays. The Cowboys' biggest problem is personnel. Okay? It's personnel. 9 times out of 10, that's why you don't win. It's personnel. Which then goes back to the acquisition of the personnel. Now, if you get personnel and guys get hurt and injured and the whole thing, and there's a domino effect and something you don't expect. Look at the Steelers' offensive line this year. And they expected David DeCastro to start, for goodness sakes.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you can't help that. You can't. It happened. You can't help that it happened. You know, guys get hurt. Tim Frazier. Did Patrick Chambers' fault that Tim Frazier's out for the year? Would he go out and trip him himself? No.
Was he out catching fly balls in center field?
You're still not going to drop that, are you?
No, I'm sorry. I couldn't help it.
Yeah, so in other words, you think they all need to go to the game in a cocoon.
Pitchers,
don't do anything. Don't move.
Pitchers will never catch a ball in deep center field. Ever.
No.
There's seven guys behind you.
Yeah, well, that's okay. Mickey Mantle tripped on a drain.
Yeah, but he was klutzy. That's a different scenario there. Different situation.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
So today we're talking about the soap opera of sports. Today's show being brought to you by
Rick Weibel, REW Insurance and Financial Services, LLC. Give Rick a call at 800-609-9484 or go online to rewfinancial.com. In fact, Rick and Lee have a big event coming up next week. Felt badly about it. It's going to be next Wednesday. They invited me, wanted me to go, and I wanted to go, but I have to fly to Iowa that night. Or else I would have gone. I would have done the show in Sunbury and then gone over.
Boy, that other great job you have just kind of really, you know, makes things tough, doesn't it?
Well, and then, of course, the Hilsters General Store hotline open at 1-800-795-9565. It's 1-800-795-9565. Go to HilstersGeneralStore.com. And, of course, the beautiful Sunbury Motors Studio. And this, it's always great to be back in here. Being provided by our good friends at Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors keywords 11 to 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Okay, so let's look at the headlines of the day. Okay, tail girlfriend on phone was a man. Okay, and that's why we won't play. I think it just gets sadder by the day on that. Braves get Justin Upton in a blockbuster, so now they're both together. If they bring Kate Upton in, they can have Upton Day at the ballpark. Okay.
Sadly enough, when I saw that today, that popped into my head, and I'm like, no, he's not going to say that. He'll just bust on me for saying it.
Yeah, I mean, I think it'd be a great promotion for them. Yeah. Let's see. Next. Okay, so that's a legit story. I mean, that's a trade. It changes the dynamics of the race. It affects Phillies fans. Okay? It's a big moment. Just like the signing of Delman Young, despite all of his issues, I think is a risk worth taking for the Phillies, especially at $750,000 a year. Next story. Report, Kobe goes at Howard. Okay. Does that interest you? Okay. Next, Jets open to trading Revis. I think that's a legit story. Cam Cameron, firing by Ravens actually was a brilliant move. Intriguing. Ed Reed says he'll return next season for the Ravens. Legit story. Azarenka to face Lee in Australian Open final at Djokovic coasts. Okay. Miles gets new contract at LSU that pays $4.3 million a year. Do we really need to know how much money he makes? Okay.
Yes, because that determines how much you're going to pay for a ticket sometimes.
It does?
Well, I think it does. I mean, if you're paying athletes exorbitant amounts of money, and I use that term loosely because that's a, you know, subjective term, but if you're paying them a lot of money, it's going to mean that, you know, it's probably going to be a ticket price going up somewhere, or maybe a jersey price going up somewhere, or a hot dog price.
Do you think that that's the reason prices will go up at a college event?
No, I'm talking overall, though. I'm not just saying college.
I mean, hey, do you think that the money, and again, this is not, again, please do not equate what I'm about to say with a put down, okay? Don't do that. Do you think the money that is spent that you don't get back, for example, on field hockey, women's volleyball, baseball, whatever, isn't going to cause your tickets to go up?
No, that's true. You're right. I was kind of looking at it more from a pro standpoint. But
It's part of an athletic department budget. When it comes to the pros, no, because, well, maybe in the pros, maybe. That's a possibility in the pros because it's that you're talking about management here. Management money comes out of stadium money, not out of TV money.
I mean, I know yours was a different time. I was thinking pros when I made that comment.
Well, I mentioned Les Miles. That's what I was thinking college.
Right, right.
Okay. So now let's now go to the NCAA football site. Teo, okay. Knowles quarterback coach moves to Miami's offensive coordinator. Legit. Miles contract. Legit. Teo phone logs. Hours of call to Kakua. NCAA conduct gives Miami reprieve. Okay. New Mexico State coach leaves job for Jags. Louisville gives Charlie Strong $3.7 million per year deal. UCLA lands two top safeties recruiting. Signs and vigil mark anniversary of Joe Paterno's death. Lattimore optimist about twice. So all, every story except for the two Tao stories are all legit stories. Okay? Okay, now we go to men's basketball. Miami crushes Duke. Please, everybody, stop jumping up and down.
That was, like pretty big. That was pretty big.
Yeah. LaSalle stuns Butler. Indiana survives slow start, beats Penn State. Northwestern sends Gophers to third straight loss. Carter Drake deal, Creighton another blow. These are all game stories. They're all good. Florida shakes off slow start, beats Georgia. Singler paces Oregon past Washington State. Okay, report. Missouri's Frank Haith faces inquiry. Duke back to number one fifth straight week. Michigan's backcourt is best in the nation. Probably. All legit, right?
It sounds pretty legit, yeah.
Okay, now let's go to the NBA. Kobe confronts Howard in meeting. Howard injures shoulder, Lakers lose again. Melo seeking lost wages from suspension. Hornets to alter name or to alter name to Pelicans.
I don't get Knicks. That one.
Why?
Well, Charlotte, right?
No.
Or I'm sorry, New Orleans. They moved to New Orleans. That's right. I'm still thinking thinking Charlotte. I'm like, wait a minute. How many Pelicans are
there? Yeah, what's going to happen, though, this is what's going to happen.
They're going to move to Florida.
No, they'll be the New Orleans Pelicans. Look for the Charlotte Bobcats to change their name to the Charlotte Hornets. That'll be the next thing.
Right.
And that's legit. I mean, that's just branding. Knicks new most valuable NBA team. That's from Forbes. Heat rally 15 down to win. Curry sparks Warriors. Robinson sparks Bulls comeback. NBA champion Heat will visit Obama on Monday. Spurs outlast Hornets as Duncan and Coach sit. So there aren't as many TMZ stories, except for the Tao thing. The Tao thing's like over and over and over and over. Revis, Ravens, Cameron, Ratliff and Jones have talked. Garrett says lack of takeaways doom Ryan. Giants owner still not over missing postseason. Do I really care? Sale family files wrongful death suit. Here's one. Niners quarterback looking to trademark Kaepernicking. Really?
What exactly is that definition,
Kaepernicking? I don't know what it means.
I was hoping you could tell me.
Callahan, sabotage allegations ludicrous. Again, that to me is a soap opera story. Okay, Brady, fine. That's a legit thing. But like, you know, but you look. What have been the major stories in the last 2 weeks? Lance Armstrong, doping, right? Manti Te'o. It's sad. I mean, that is a sad, sad story. I mean, the more you learn about that, I mean, you cannot sit there and go, "Oh, hey, how about that?" You just can't. It's sad. Now it's just legitimately sad. What is Kaepernicking?
Yeah, I want to know what Kaepernicking is.
His bicep kissing act. Where he scores and he kisses his bicep.
Oh, I get it now. It's a play on Tebowing. All right. Yes.
They want to trademark it?
Who actually wants to trademark that again?
Kaepernick.
Now, I don't believe, correct me if I'm wrong, but Tim Tebow did not call what he does Tebowing. That was a media-driven thing, correct?
Right. Exactly. Right.
Yep. So, you know, that's where I think it's a little bit funny, because you're trying to create something now. In yourself. You see what I'm saying? I mean, it's like Tebow didn't create Tebowing. I mean, he didn't create the name of it. Now, you're actually calling this, well, when I kiss my bicep, it's going to be called Kaepernicking. That's just a little That's just weird.
Oh, this is a nice story by Buster Olney. It's a very nice story. Ben Petrick, former major league catcher, forced to retire as an active player in 2004 after fighting early onset Parkinson's disease, has been hired as a consultant to the coaching staff of the Diamondback short season Class A affiliate Hillsboro. Ben Petrick's going to be here in State College on Saturday night. I'm emceeing the dinner. Very nice.
We put out the question today of the soap opera sports, or rather
yes.
Just look at the game on Facebook. And Jason gave us a comment. He would rather watch the sport than watch as the ball spins.
But, you know, again, now see, I feel I am in the vast minority on this. I really do. I think that when I talk about it, I'd rather watch I only root for individuals that I know personally. That is not what I think. I think there are only 10% of the people that feel the same way I do about it. People root for individuals. I'm a big Ryan Howard fan. I'm a big Chase Utley fan. I'm a big Robert Griffin III fan. I'm a big Lance Armstrong fan. I'm a big Claude Giroux fan. I'm a big LeBron James fan.
But the question is, why are you that? Why are you a big insert player here fan? Like, for instance, why are you a big Chase Utley fan? Well, I'm a big Chase Utley fan because when he was playing up at Scranton-Wilkes-Barre, he took a photo with us. He signed autographs. He was really friendly. We talked to him for a few minutes. That, you know, it's like, why are you a fan?
Yeah.
I'm a big Chase Utley fan because he really plays well at second base and hits the ball well. Okay. But that's a different reason.
Okay. But you root for individuals, okay?
Sure.
That you're a fan of. You buy their jerseys.
Absolutely.
So thus, we'll ask you the question, why?
Because I like what they do. I support for what they do on the field, not for what they do in their personal life, because I don't know them that way. I know them for what they do on the field.
What if that player's traded?
Well, here's a great example. Now, I wouldn't say we had a personal thing, but I interviewed David Akers several times when he was an Eagle.
Yeah.
I mean, we did kind of know each other that way by name.
Right.
I wouldn't say we walk through town and wave at each other. You know, we're not had that kind of relationship.
No, I got it.
Now, when he moved on and went to San Francisco, I still follow everything he does because he was a really good guy, great interview, and we had a great conversation about, you know, how he changed over from NFL Europe and how his wife ran out of vacation days from going to see him in NFL Europe, and he got a chance to call her on the phone when he made the Eagles team and said, "Hey, honey, you don't have to worry about the job anymore. Just come on up." You know,
right.
So that was the way I had that kind of a
but that's
support
different.
Of him.
You got a chance to know. But you've never met Troy Polamalu.
Right.
Yet you have a Polamalu jersey.
Exactly. And that's because of what he does on the field.
What if Troy Polamalu tomorrow's a Raven?
I burned the jersey.
I mean, and that's not out of the realm because Rod Woodson did that.
The year I bought the Woodson jersey, he left the Steelers. Yes. That jersey I did not burn, by the way. I still have that.
I mean, 1-800-795-9565. I'd be interested to see what the fans think. And it's, now, see, college is different. Anybody goes out and buys a 42 jersey of Michael Motti, they'll follow his career in the NFL. You know, you go out and you buy yourself a 45 jersey for Sean Lee. You're still, you know, you want Sean Lee to succeed, I'm sure. With the Dallas Cowboys, you won't root for the Cowboys probably, but you'll hope that he does well. Which is interesting.
Is that because... I'm sorry, I was going to say, is that because at the college level, you feel you have more connection with the student-athlete because of them being a student athlete and not paid to play? I'm just thinking out loud.
No, I don't think so. First of all, there's an expectation the player's going to leave. Okay? You know what the deal is. After 4 or 5 years, in all likelihood, they leave. And that's one, you know, now college basketball is a little bit different because college basketball, there's
more turnover of big name players because they enter the NBA draft usually after their first year. Guy like Cody Zeller stays an extra year like he has in Indiana. We'll see if he continues to stay there or not. That's different. But the college basketball is a little different, people. But college football, for the most part, you're talking about 4 and 5 year guys. You know, Jordan Hill, you know, stays all 4 years. Maudie, of course. You know, you look at, you know, Sean Lee was at Penn State for 5 years. Dan Connor was at Penn State for 4 years. You know, Kurt Warner was there for 4 years. Blackledge for 4 years. Shane Conlon for 5 years. You know, I mean, so they're all there for, you know, length of time. And you expect when they get to a point, they're seniors, you know they're going to leave. So you already have the built-in expectation as to when you know the run is going to end. And you want to see them go to the next level, succeed, and, you know, and with the idea that it makes Penn State look good when they succeed at the next level. Just some thoughts.
And by the way, I should fill in, Jason also had in his comment, he'd rather watch the sport than watch as the ball spins, but he wants to hear more about the unsung heroes of the sport.
The unsung heroes of the sport.
Well, I think I know what he's talking about.
Yeah. Well, I mean, look, I know Jack Ham and I, Dick Girardi and I talk about the unsung heroes of the sports all the time. All the time. You know, everything from the managers to the walk-ons to the practice players. We talk about them all the time, what they do to make a team better. I mean, we really do, you know, assistant coaches, what they do, how they scout. I mean, we go into in-depth on a lot of that stuff. We really do. Today's show being brought to you by Rick Weibel at REW Insurance and Financial Services, LLC. Give Rick a call at 800-609-9484 or go online to REWfinancial.com. Back with more on News Radio 1070 to WKOK.
While your favorite team is driving down the field, you're driving all around looking for a new car, which is driving you crazy. Well, Sunbury Motors makes buying a new car easy with a huge inventory and lots of choices. Our North 4th Street Auto Plaza is stocked full of Ford, Lincoln, and Hyundais. We sell over a couple hundred cars a month. Why? Service and price. With our lowest price promise, if you can find a better price and another dealer on the used car you want, we'll beat it. That's a promise. Check the largest Ford dealership online 24/7 at sunburymotors.com. Let's stop in and test drive Ford, Lincoln, Hyundai at the North 4th Street Auto Plaza in Sunbury and our Kia dealership at Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. And be ready to tackle the largest inventory and our lowest price promise, selling more cars and satisfying more customers since 1915. Sunbury Motors. SunburyMotors.com. The winning team.
Hi, I'm Rick Weibel from REW Financial. I strive to take an eagle-eye approach to your financial future to help give you the freedom to make powerful decisions. I work with you to help you find the discipline you need to get the results you want. I don't believe in just setting it up and letting things go. I'll always be looking to see how we can make things better. REW Financial is an independent company committed to the highest standards of integrity, ethics, and value throughout your financial journey. See us in Lewisburg and Brook Park Farm. Call 800-609-9484 or visit us online at rewfinancial.com.
So does the TMZ feel of sports add to your enjoyment of watching and following games and following sports itself? I think to many people it does, or else they wouldn't be going this direction in coverage. Now, I'm not that way, but I feel I am in a dramatic minority. I feel I'm in a dramatic minority. I think Kevin's in the majority on this one. I think people are with him on this. I think I'm not. I don't find the appeal to it and the rivalry part of it. You know, KG against Melo. I'm like, oh, for goodness sakes. Just drive to the hoop and make something happen. But we're all different. That's what makes this fun.
Today's show brought to you by Rick Weibel at REW Insurance and Financial Services, LLC. Give Rick a call at 800-609-9484 or go online to REWfinancial.com.